From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's time for the Outdoor Connection, brought to you by TJ and the crew from the Minnow Bucket in North Platte. The Minnow Bucket, for all your hunting, fishing, and outdoor needs. Stop in today at 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte. Here's your host of Husker Radio's Outdoor Connection, Rick Windham.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. And like they said, brought to you by the Minnow Bucket. Stop down, see TJ at 1013 South Jeffers, and he can fix you up with whatever you need for your hunting and fishing adventures. My guest this morning is Jessica Tregula. She is a senior brand manager with Savage Firearms. Good morning, Jessica. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing really good. We're kind of battening down our hatches because Mother Nature is going to show up in a fury starting tonight.
You guys are getting that polar vortex, aren't you?
Yes. We're looking
I'm sure it'll hit us after.
We're looking to drop 30 to 40 degrees in temperature over the next few days. I'll actually be able to get out my real parkas and some of my cold weather gear this next week.
They'll put it to use.
Yeah, I've got some that I literally, I can't, they're too hot to wear unless it's down near zero. So I'll get a chance to get it out there. Of course, I've been known and get teased about it. Somebody will tell me, you know, they got a good piece of gear, sleeping bag, for example. And they said, you know, it'll keep you warm down to like 20 below. I said, okay. So I try it in the yard and sleep out there on the ground in weather like this. So
I'm known to wear the minus 20 degree clothes in 30 degree temps and be perfectly fine and comfortable. So.
So your idea of cold weather camping and mine might be a little different.
Probably very different.
Let's talk a little bit about Savage Arms, which I am a huge fan of Savage Arms, being an American company, and when I write about them, I have several Savage rifles, and I say maybe the best bang for your buck out there as far as what you get for the money. So a very interesting part about that, Savage at one period in time was almost bankrupt, and I love the story of how it came back. Can you relate that a little bit for us?
Yeah, so the original history is that Savage was founded in 1894 by Arthur Savage himself in Utica, New York. So they made everything from rifles, handguns, ammunition, and then Arthur is always pretty big on claiming a lot of inventions to himself over the years as well. And then we acquired Stevens in 1920. They're located in Chicopee, Mass., which is actually just down the road from us now, or was at the time. And then after World War II, we relocated to Westfield, Mass., which is where we are still are, so that was about 1960. And then the real turn started with the Model 1 tactical bolt-action rifle,
right,
center-fire action. And that began production in 1958, so it is the longest continuously manufactured bolt-action rifle in North America, actually. And so at one point, this was the only model that Savage continued with in order to bring back the company from financial hardships. You know, we stuck with something and pushed forward with it, you know, holding on to it. And so after that, the company's rapid success really began with the technologies that developed in the early 21st century, which included AccuTrigger. That was a game changer, I believe, in 2002
when
it came out.
Yes, huge.
And then the AccuStock and then the Axis model made a big difference, too, because you mentioned value and price earlier. And then in the last 10 years, with our leadership in Al Casper, we pushed even harder to expand those technologies. So you've seen MSR, Renegade, our Magnum A series, the semi-automatic, AccuFit, and then the Impulse.
And the Impulse is one I want to get to here in a moment. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the Axis rifle, and that's one of the great entry-level rifles that you offer. And I don't know who your ballistics engineers are, but they make an extremely accurate barrel. I've got targets, at 100 yards where you can't count one hole. I've got maybe 10 shots in one ragged hole about a half inch across. And that's just amazing. Like I said, for the money that you spend, I think you get a great product out of that. What anything else other than the Axis series that would be considered an entry-level market?
Yeah, so you've got the Axis and the Axis 2 paired with optics as well. So that's those are good for any youth starting out or just a beginner entry-level hunting rifle. And I know a lot of people who buy them in, you know, a whole variety of calibers and use them for multi-purpose too. And it's the same price as buying a high-end rifle, but you get just the same accuracy. We also have the 110, which is equipped with AccuFit now since 2018,
right,
which that accommodates a wide variety of individual builds and sizes. So from youth to female to larger-sized men, you can adjust the stock to fit you. So that's good for entry-level. And then in the Rimfire line, which most of that is actually manufactured in Lakefield, Ontario, that line is very SKU-heavy. So we have a wide variety of configurations for users to choose from, and they are smaller rimfires. So if someone wants to get just into shooting, it's a great place to start because you're really going to learn the principles of safety and accuracy, especially because I believe almost all of them are equipped with the AccuTrigger.
Very true. The 22 long rifle is probably the most fired round in the world simply because they're reasonably inexpensive to shoot, they're accurate, and you know, everybody can learn, like you said, learn the basic fundamentals, learn the mechanics of how to shoot well. I'm reaching.
You don't have recoil affecting the ability to shoot accurately and to learn the correct principles.
That's right. I have a good friend, hunting buddy, that is also a Savage fan, but he says you guys make home life difficult for him with his wife because every year you come out maybe something in a new caliber and he has to buy it. It's just he's probably got in the neighborhood of a dozen to 15 Savage rifles now. Loves every one of them.
Perfect. He's our best customer.
One of them. Now, if a shooter's interested in long range shooting, long range precision shooting, what do you have to offer them?
We have a wide variety in that category. About a year ago, we introduced the Precision lineup, which entails both rimfire and centerfire. And we did partner with MDT, so Modular Driven Technologies, to select some custom chassis very specific to our models and the features we were looking for. So the rimfire option is available in either semi-automatic in the A series or bolt action in the B series. And then in the centerfire family, we have the Axis 2 Precision, which is going to get you sub $1,000 at retail for anyone looking for an entry-level option to kind of get started out, and it's got all the features and accuracy packed into it. And then you go up a level, and you have the 110 Precision, so you get a little bit more robust action, different caliber offerings, and then lastly, the 110 Elite Precision, which has every detail sort of taken into account and really thought out for PRS-style shooting that we put into that.
Very good. Now, if you look where we are, out here in the mm-hmm. sand hills, this is wide open country. Accuracy means a lot to riflemen because we may have to launch a shot 300-400 yards at any given moment or longer. So we love those of us that are shooting the Savage love them for that reason.
Yeah, where we're from, I mean, if you can find someone who's got land or a range that's over 500 yards, you're bribing them to let you get out there and shoot.
Oh, they said, just if you're ever out in this neck of the woods, we'll go out and do some shooting, man. You can sometimes at your target, you pull the trigger, fire the shot, lay the rifle down, have a sip of coffee, maybe take a bite of a donut or something, and then it'll hit the target. It goes away. What all did Savage introduce new in the SHOT Show? That's the time of year when all the manufacturers bring out some of their cool things that they've been working on. So,
So every year, mid-January is the SHOT Show for our industry.
Right.
And this year it was a little bit different. Everything was electronic. We still launched a lot of product over the last few months. And we're really spreading out product launches too and launching them when they're ready. But, around January timeframe and SHOT Show, we did release the Backcountry Series, which is a premium category with all the required feature sets and attention to details that you would need in a premium hunting rifle. And that included the 110 Timberline as well as the Ultralight Camo, which features a proof research barrel. And then we also went back and we added a few line extensions to our Renegade family, which is the Savage semi-automatic made here in the U.S. And we added a Prairie model as well as a Competition, so more for like three-gun, multi-gun disciplines, really to support that lineup and keep expanding that family going forward.
Very good.
A few others we added to the Stevens family, so we added some thumb hole models there. Very ergonomic for ambidextrous as well, and then some caliber offerings. So Hornady really crushed it with 6mm ARC last year when they launched that mid-year, and we have some product offerings coming out in that. And 28 Nosler has been a huge hit for us, so we expanded our product offerings.
That was
and then,
one,
of course,
that was one of the rifles that my buddy had to buy, the 28 Nosler.
It is a great caliber.
Yeah, he was bragging about that one day, and he says, you know, darn them. He says, I had to buy another rifle.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of success here, as well as 6.5 PRC, which both of those really caught us off guard. And obviously the 6.5 Creedmoor is everyone's beloved caliber, but those two have really taken off for us.
6.5 is an interesting round, and everybody thinks all of a sudden Hornaday created some magical thing. 6.5 has been around for well over 100 years. I shoot a highly sporterized, you know, it's not a stock rifle at all, but it's a 6.5 by 55 Swede, and have done that for years. And everybody looked at me when I showed up at the line and said, you know, this is a 6.5 whatever, and they're going, what? Well, now everybody knows that round.
Yes, everyone has one.
Now, let's get down to the serious business and the impulse rifle. Why did Savage choose to go with a Solt design?
So, we really felt that we could bring a faster cycling firearm to a variety of hunting and shooting categories, which we're already known for having niche product category and products in each of those. And so clearing the ability to clear hogs and predators really requires faster cycling times that we thought the Impulse could offer, specifically a straight pull rifle. And then you get speed combined with accuracy, offers a great rifle not only for hunting but also PRS-style competitions and for you, you know, a long-range shot as well. And we are a very accurate barrel and an accurate action and set head spacing. And so we saw an open category where that was really a flaw in straight-pull rifles and something that we could perfect and really add speed to the game as well. So maintaining target acquisition, quick cycle times, and getting a fast follow-up shot are really needed to be successful in any discipline.
And I think you've scored another hit on this one. This rifle, ever since I saw it and started reading on some of the technical specifications and stuff, it intrigues me more and more. Straight pull designs aren't new, but I think you guys have hit the pinnacle of the design and what it can do.
Straight pulls have been around since the 1800s. It's nothing.
Right.
It's nothing new, and there really are some proven actions out there which we pulled from. You know, we said what works really well and other straight pull actions. What works really well in our conventional 110? And you know what? Also, what do people like about ARs? And how can we tie all three of those in together and offer a product globally? You know, a lot of those European offerings are primarily sold in Europe, and they're really hard to get over here, but we have the ability to do that.
Very good. Yeah, I was really intrigued. Without getting too technical, I was really intrigued with the way the inside the bolt, you have some mechanisms that release the rod that comes back, lets the ball bearings drop where the bolt locks up. It just intrigued the heck out of me. Of course, I'm kind of a weapons nerd anyway.
Yeah, so Impulse features hex lock, hex meaning six. So there are six robust ball bearing lockups in that mechanism. And that is actually a proven design that we knew was very robust and very reliable and safe and could handle some magnum pressures. So we wanted to move forward with that and grow upon that. So that does lock that action into place, and we're also able to set headspace with that floating bolt head. One of the cool factors about Impulse is actually the bolt handle itself.
Yes.
There's over 13 patents on this rifle, and that one I find to be one of the coolest in that it can be easily, toollessly, taken out and installed on the left or right side for different shooters.
When I looked at that, I was talking to a couple rifle shooting buddies, and I went, the engineers had their heads squared away this day. This is a great feature.
It really is.
So we're going to need to take a quick commercial break, Jessica, but when we come back, I want to finish up a little bit about the impulse rifle, the different models that you have and the calibers, and then talk about a couple of the other firearms that you make. So,
great.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
According to Politico, the biggest public transit system in America is facing ruin. Will Congress step in and save it? After the coronavirus hit, New York's Metropolitan Transit Authority got a $4 billion bailout from Washington. They blew through it. Now they're facing a $10 billion deficit. And they're worried the $3 billion the MTA gets from taxes won't come through because the tax base is gone. Now, all options are supposedly on the table. Massive increases in fares, slashing the workforce, which means war with the union, slashing the operating budget, slashing service. Even if Governor Cuomo takes all these actions, there's still going to be billions in the hole. If New York mass transit fails, liberals fear it'll lead to an economic crisis in the entire Northeast. So New York politicians are begging the federal government for $32 billion to keep the transit authority going. And Democrats who run the House are happy to spend whatever Andrew Cuomo and Chuck U. Schumer ask for, but Republicans, not so much. Why should the Republicans intervene? Northeast liberals have spent every waking moment for the last 4 years trashing Trump, and now they come in hat in hand, begging for billions to save the city they are destroying. The proper response is to tell them to go pound sand at a landfill. Let them fix their problems themselves. They're going to have to save that city somehow, especially since their policies caused these problems.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. A winter weather advisory will go into effect here late tonight. We'll see mostly sunny skies here for today with a high in the low 40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. Tonight, a good chance for snow showers late, 2 to 4 inches possible. Cloudy and a low near 17. Saturday, chance for snow, partial sunshine, a high of 24. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Back to the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham, brought to you by the Minnow Bucket. For every hunting excursion, gear up at 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Jessica Treglia, with Senior Brand Manager with Savage Arms. And appreciate it again, Jessica, you taking the time to be on the show this morning. I normally tell people, I said, you know, I'm not really pulling for any one brand or anything, but if I find something that works, I'm not bashful about bragging about it. And Savage meets the bill there. On the impulse rifle, one of your newest ones, and making a lot of copy in different gun magazines and stuff, what are the different variants of the rifle? I think it had three different models, if I remember right.
You're correct. We have three models at time of launch. So the first is Big Game, which features a Cerakote barreled action and then a QU camo stock. And so that's actually offered in a variety of our Big Game calibers. So obviously the beloved 6.5 Creedmoor, you got a 243, 308, all the way up to 300 Win Mag. The next is a Predator model, which actually features an AICS bottom metal, and that is patented as well and can be used ambidextrous, so right or left-handed, in order to release the magazine. And that features a Mossy Oak camo stock and a black action and sort of your common Predator calibers, so 22-250, 308, 6.5 Creedmoor. And then the last is the Impulse Hog Hunter, so featuring an OD green stock with black accents and a matte black action. And again, kind of a different caliber configuration for hog hunting, so 308, 6.5, 30-06, the really popular ones. All three of them do feature an integral 20 MOA rail, which helps secure optics. You have less moving parts because it is integral to the aluminum right. receiver. And all of them feature AccuTrigger, AccuStock, and AccuFit. So they're really loaded with features.
Yeah, I got to have one of these. I've been looking at one in 30-06. I think the 30-06 has really fallen off the radar with all the new calibers that's come out in the last decade, but it's still a phenomenal round.
It still really just gets the job done.
Yes.
You know, there are certain calibers out there, 308, 30-06, 300 Win Mag, that really are multi-purpose. And if you just need a utility caliber, it's going to work, and it's going to get the job done. And that certainly is one of them. It's always been a top seller for us and always will be.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that Savage also makes shotguns. And I know recently you've introduced some new lineups in that. But tell us a little bit about that whole lineup and what you do offer.
Yeah, so historically we've always dabbled in shotguns throughout our history, but our current assortment really offers a wider variety than I think we ever have before. So the first is Renegade, which we launched last year,
right.
An American-made semi-automatic from Savage, which features our drive gas system, so it can handle all loads from low trap loads to high magnum loads. And then in the Stevens line, we actually have the 320 pump action, which has a wide variety of configurations, camos, barrel lengths, stock options, and the single shot 301, which, in my opinion, at this point, I think everyone has one based on how many we sell. It's an easy purchase. It's a great all over gun. And especially with the growth in 410 for turkey hunting, that just did really well.
Yes.
And then the 555 over under guns for us. So all of them really offer exceptional value with our expected quality and reliability. And then in the shotgun world, we also still have the Savage 220 and 212 slug rifles, which those are actually built from our 110 action. So they're really known to be, you know, and I'll say it, they're more accurate than the competition.
That's something else that's on my bucket list. I want one of the 220s as well.
They are great guns.
This is big turkey hunting country here, too. And I have a group of guys that I've, you know, your core group that you're always out hunting or fishing with, and we try to turkey hunt, get in a couple hunts every year, and I think it would just be cool to have a scoped 220 rifle up there in the rack.
We do have the turkey variant for 220, and that did really well for us. We converted that from our custom shop, actually, where Effie, who runs our custom shop, was selling quite a few of them with a smoothbore turkey offering, and so we said, you know what, let's just add it to our assortment and sell it to everyone who wants one and not bog her down with building the same gun over and over.
Oh, okay. Good. I'll have to look that one up, too. The Model 42 is one that intrigues me, and I still remember back when it was the Model 24.
Yeah. All right, so you're in on that secret and how we really only named this the 42 because we are not clever and reverse the numbers. All right. I think people have caught on to us. That's great. Yeah, and so that little combo is really great. We introduced the 42 in 2013. Obviously, the 24 goes way back. And then 3 years later, changed it over to a takedown model, and it is 22 over 410. You have a shorter length of pull option with a compact model, but it is easy, quick takedown lever for quick assembly, disassembly, and it ships with a bag. So, in my opinion, it's a great ranch gun. You know, you throw it in the truck, if you see something, you're driving along, you got to clear some varmint off your land, it gets the job done.
I've got several of the 24s, and I've always thought that one of them is a 30-30 over 20 gauge, and I have always thought that that is the ultimate survival rifle.
It is. We get so many requests to bring back the 24 and, you know, 12 gauge, 20 gauge.
Add one more.
Yep.
Add one more.
We'll just add it to our list.
I grew up in South Texas, and you could spot a turkey hunter back when they used to hang your rifles in the window, back window of your pickup.
Mm-hmm. But they still do that.
Well, they do, but not quite as much. But if it was a 222 over 12 gauge, that was a turkey hunter. You could tell that. But great product lineups. Jessica, I've really appreciated talking with you. I'll almost guarantee I'll have you back on the show one day because you've been a great resource for me.
Perfect. Well, hopefully you get an impulse in your hand soon, and we can recap on how you feel about it and any successes you have with it.
I have that information. I'm going to probably get it off to Kathy today and see what we can do. So
perfect.
That's one of the things when I have a camp with my core group of guys. Everybody wants to see what kind of new toy I've got with me and get a chance to play with it when we're shooting out in front of the cabin.
You're the popular one that you bring all the new stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a story there, I'll have to tell you sometime. But you have a great weekend. Thank you again for being on the show, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you for having us.
That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.